When your contract was up, obviously you went to Everton. Why did
Roberto Martinez, he always, even from when I was at Celtic, he was always wanting to sign me.
Well, when he was at Swansea?
When he was at Swansea, when he was at Wigan, I nearly signed for Wigan from Spartak the window before.
Right.
And I couldn't come to an agreement with him because I kind of thought there's a good chance Wigan will get relegated because they did get relegated that year.
That's a good season, isn't it?
I just wanted to guarantee that, look, if they get relegated, I can leave on a free. And he was like, no, that's impossible. So I just kind of was like, We couldn't really agree, and I just thought, you know what, I'll stay at Spartak. Then my contract was running out, and Spartak offered me a new one, and I just got pulled in by the manager pulled me in after a game one day. And at his office, he was standing smoking a fag, smoked like a chimney as well. Mm-hmm. Everyone smokes over there, all the players.
Yeah, huh?
Standing outside the bus after games, smoking that. everyone smokes over there, but he stands smoking a fag, and I've walked in and he just like wouldn't look at me. He was like, look at that and sign that. And it just, a bit of paper that just said, as of today, you've been transferred to the under 16s. So like from that point on, there was only 2 weeks left of the season until we split up for winter.
Uh-huh.
And from that point on, I just trained with the under 16s, under 17s. And then we had obviously the long break. And Spartak was saying to me, look, if you come back, you're going to be with the youth team for the next 6 months of your contract, unless you move. So I was like, I need to move. And the Everton one kind of came about because I'd had like 8 weeks off, and I had 8 weeks off and living life to the max, I think.
Yeah.
It was winter.
Oh, was it?
It was winter because obviously the winter break.
Uh-huh.
But I ended up obviously signing for Everton, and I mean, like, I looked like a bowling ball.
Well, when you went into Everton, did you?
When I went to Everton,
did he say something,
Martinez? No, he wasn't, but I remember seeing pictures of myself now, and I was a bit heavier, you know what I mean? But the Everton one just came about that. They didn't have to pay much money for me. I was almost on a free. Spartak were buzzing to get rid of me because I was going to let my contract run out. They got a bit of money for me. And just kind of everything worked together. I knew Everton were interested, and I thought, really good club, you know. I know Martinez likes me, or I thought he liked me. And that just came about, and it was kind of happened in a couple of days. And then when I signed for Everton, from that point on to the end of the season, Martinez kept saying to me, you know, this is just to get you, this 6 months is good, you know, to get you acclimatised to the Premiership, you know. So I just kind of I was kind of okay with it, sitting on the bench and coming on the odd game, and I only started one or two games. And then I thought, right, from that summer, I went away, kept myself in really good nick, came back flying, had a good pre-season, scored the first game of the season against Leicester. And then the next game I was on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, that was the story of Everton for me. I just couldn't get going. Like I had the odd good game, I had the odd bad game, but I never got a run of more than two games starting.
Because I remember I watched the game on the telly, mate, and you had Nathaniel Cline doing the Canadian Bandits, remember? And then, because I'd follow
what
you were doing, I was like, and then the next game you'd be on the bench, and I think, what's that about?
I kind of was always on the bench, and I used to go and see him and say, like, you know, what's the story here? I would rather he told me. I kept saying, I would rather you tell me I'm not having you.
Uh-huh.
But he'd always say, oh, Aidan, listen, you could be this, you could be that. And he'd come out, you'd go in thinking, oh, I'm going to go in and say this to him. And he'd be just like, absolute Jedi mind trick you. He'd come out going, I didn't even say what I was going to say in there. He'd be like, straight away going, how are you, Aidan? You know, how's uh-huh. things, you know, like that.
I'll let you have.
But I just couldn't get going, really. I've a big club, you know, and I just, like I said, I couldn't get going. I would start one game, go on the bench the next, not come on for four or five, be out the team, then be thrown in a game.
It's hard when that's happening, it's hard to impress.
You can't impress as well.
You've got to do something every time you get.
I knew for a fact as well that if I didn't do well, I started three games in a row once. We played Swansea at home, I played quite well, we drew 0-0, but I still got taken off. Then we played Lille in the Europa League at home, I set up two goals. Still get taken off. Then on the Sunday we played Sunderland away. I did all right again. Get taken off, and then after that, I never played until Christmas really.
What did you think of the Premier League? Is it as good as everyone says?
There was obviously the top teams that, but the Premier League's strange though because it's not like Europe where you can play against the Barcelona and you think we'll be struggling to win here. In the Premiership, you can anyone. But I was at Everton especially. We beat Arsenal, beat Man United at home, beat the top four, you know, beat Man City at home. It's like,
you just go and get beat off the bottom four,
huh? Ah, yeah. Anyone can beat anyone. The biggest thing I would say is it's more athletic than anywhere else I've played before. You come up against a fullback, and even if you're not good in the ball, it's probably going to be an absolute jaguar. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Absolute rapid, strong, quick.
Rolls Royce.
That's the biggest thing I found. And the quality on the ball is the top teams of obviously they can bop it around. Whereas Everton could bop it around as well, yeah, when I was there. But just I think anyone can beat anyone. And it's probably the most exciting league. I wouldn't say it's the best league, but in the world, but it's probably the most exciting, I think, because anyone can beat anyone.
So after I decided to go on loan, was it Sheffield Wednesday first?
Yeah, it was Sheffield Wednesday. I hadn't been playing at all. I had the opportunity to go on loan to Sunderland the start of that season, and because I didn't want to do another season of sitting on the bench and playing one game. I was like, I just needed to play, and Everton wanted quite a lot of money for me to go on loan, which made it difficult for me. Because they only didn't pay much to buy me. They wanted
a loan fee.
Wanted a loan fee and that, you know, so made it difficult. And then I ended up, the last time I played for Everton, I was injured the whole pre-season. I played against Barnsley in the cup, and I started. We were getting beat 2-0 at half time, and Martinez had, like, I wasn't playing well, but no one was really, and he had a go at me. It was me, Naismith, Morales and Lukaku playing like the front four. And he was like, the front four have been a disgrace, nothing short of a disgrace. So he had a goal, obviously. But then he took me off at half time. He kept them on, and they all scored the second half and won 5-2. And I was like, I've no chance now. Uh-huh. And then he left me out of the squad the next game, like completely, the first time like in my career being left out of the squad. From that point on, I couldn't get back in. He would always encourage me and say, you know, say if I'd done well in training. But every time I'd go and see him, I'd be like, well, what, Gaffer, I need to get out on loan in January. I just want to know that if it's going to be, because I've got the Euros, like, qualified for the Euros, I can't be not playing because I'm losing my place in the Ireland team now. And he was like, Aidan, last 2 weeks in training, you've been unbelievable. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Am I going to get a chance? He's like, keep doing it. And then I'll go and see him again. And he'd go, last 2 weeks in training, you've been unbelievable. And I'm going, you said that to me 2 weeks ago. but those 2 weeks before, you know,
that was good.
You know what I mean? We just kept saying stuff like that. And then when I went on loan, the loan came up to go to Sheffield Wednesday, and I knew I needed to play. I thought, good club, you know, big club, got a bit of a sleeping giant, Sheffield Wednesday. Play good football. The manager was all over me as well. It was strange. He was all over me and they never played me. But I remember going to see Martinez the day I was leaving, and he was like, oh, listen, he said, we've agreed with Sheffield Wednesday and Blackburn, you know, we've agreed, so it's up to you. And I was like, okay. I just don't know how it's got to this. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know how
you
I've got.
You said that to him.
Yeah, I was like, I just don't know how I've got to this situation. And he was like, well, you know, like, you've let other players get ahead of you. And I was like, Gaffer, the last game I played was 6 months ago. And he was like, look, after Sheffield Wednesday, you can play number 10, right, left. And I went, you told me I could only play on the right, fella. And he went, yeah, for us, only on the right.
But for
sure, I could play number 10 on the left. So I ended up leaving, and going to Sheffield Wednesday, it didn't quite work out, really. Just, I felt I didn't play that much. I would get, you know, I get subbed a lot and couldn't really get any momentum going. I was coming off the back of not playing as well for 6 months. Probably a little bit unfit as well, match fitness as well, and I didn't really have that much time to get up to speed. I had to hit the ground running.
And the championship's so quick,
yeah. Championships, it's relentless, isn't it? You just Saturday, Tuesday. That never really worked out. But then also I've ended up going to Preston. When I was at Sheffield Wednesday, there was times where I remember texting my dad going, I think I get taken off at half time 3 games in a row, and I was like, I'm on the verge of quitting football here. I lost a love of football. I was thinking, I don't even know if I want to play anymore, and I was thinking of packing it in. It was thoughts like that were coming up in my head. I thought, I don't really need this anymore, like, not enjoying it. what's the whole point? You get the whole reason you play football is to enjoy it, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Not to make money, and that, that, obviously that comes after, but I wasn't enjoying it anymore. And then last season, it made it difficult for me to get a loan because Everton wanted so much of my wages paid, and teams were put off by that after having the Sheffield Wednesday loan. And then the last day of the window, Preston came up, and I was either going to go to Preston or go to a team in Denmark just to play, or at Turkey, and or sit at Everton Resis. And I was like, I cannot waste any more of my career. Time's short, do you know what I mean? So I just, they took a chance on me, and I'm absolutely delighted I've done it because it's probably one of the best seasons I've had.
Is that the most enjoyable season you've played?
Since I was probably in Russia, you know, like playing every week.
Why do you think Preston suited you so well? Manager?
The manager was brilliant for me. Simon Grayson was brilliant for me because remember before my first game, he was like, we played. Obviously, you're a little bit apprehensive going into a new club, especially when you're on loan and you think, I need to get my finger out and I'm impressed because where am I going after this if I don't do well, you know? So, and he pulled me in before, like, he spoke to me before the first game, and he's like, just before I went out, he's like, listen, just get yourself back to playing the way you were 4 or 5 years ago. Just go out and enjoy it, you know. Do, and it gives the forward players a total license to just pop up there, be on the left, be on the right, go and do what you do. He would never ever have a go at me for trying a trick in the middle of the park, and I think that brought out the best in me because I got to the stage where I was thinking, I don't care if I lose the ball here, I'll try things, and things would come off. Do you know what I mean? It was really, really good for me. Instilled that probably a bit of confidence back in me after having a bad couple of years, and I had a really good season, and the team did well, and the lads were really good as well. The lads were brilliant. It was going into a dressing from going from Everton to where there was a lot of foreigners, there's a few big egos in there as well, you know what I mean? To Preston, where the lads are all just totally down to earth. I laugh every day. I loved it. Uh-huh. I loved it. It was brilliant.
Right, mate, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure, mate.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thank you. Cheers, mate.